مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We come to our verse, Surah Yasin, and there is verse number 68. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And if you just go to few verses before that, so verse 67, and if you go before that, verse 66, these are verses which we need to touch on, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. So, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَى أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. And had we willed, we would have wiped out their eyes. لَطَمَسْنَا, this comes, طَمَسَ. What is the meaning of طَمَسَ? If you are referring to the heart, you say طَمَسَ الْقَلْبِ. This means فَسَدَ. The heart has become corrupt. And if you're referring it to the moon, for example, طَمَسَ الْقَمَرِ, the moon, that means the light of the moon has been extinguished. So it means to take out. Ya لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. It means Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, we would have wiped out their vision, their eyes. عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطِ. And they would have been racing towards the way. They would have been racing towards the way. فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. But how would they see? There's no vision. How are they going to see? So now it is that now that light of Iman has been gone. Allah Azza wa Jal has been granting us opportunity upon opportunity. We make dua and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from that such day where that spiritual light is taken out. It's extinguished now. Then we cannot go. We want to go onto the path. Go and speak to those who have become, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُمَ احْفَظْنَا, may Allah protect us. They have become apostate, murtad. They say, we want to come back to Islam, but we just don't know, we can't. We want to come back, but we can't. That light has been snatched. And when this light has been snatched, it then becomes very difficult. That is why the plea is that you and I both, we start to honor and respect this Iman that we have. So much of honor Allah Azza wa Jal has placed for this believer. And when we do not honor it, and we see at every angle, we don't mind letting it just go. We don't even realize that I need to make this change. We don't even realize what we are doing to extinguish that very light which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us with. So, if you see Ra'isul Mufassirin, and that is Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Bahrul Ulum, it was an ocean of knowledge. He said, لو نشاء المعنى لو نشاء وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ. So yeah, this verse, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. What's the meaning of this here? The meaning of it is this, لَأَعْمَيْنَاهُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَىٰ فَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ أَبَدًا إِلَىٰ طَرِيقِ الْحَقِّ. Once we take out their vision, we've blinded them from guidance, then they can do what they want. They will never ever be guided towards the pathway of truth. This was a warning for the Quraysh and for those to come after. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, this is verse 67 now, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرُجِعُونَ. And had we willed, we would have disfigured. So لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ is used here, and that means to disfigure. We would have disfigured them عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ at their places, leaving them in the state فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا, and they would not have been able to move, وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, nor would they return. Such a distinguishing punishment that they were, Allah Azza wa Jal says, using the royal pronoun, we would have disfigured them at their places, and they would not been able to move, وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, nor would they be able to return. You don't need to go anywhere. You can be sitting in the fortified fortresses which you seek to protect yourself. As you can see, Netanyahu, Satanyahu, whatever you want to call him, that's what he's doing, sitting in his fortresses. Fortified he feels. But he forgets that death can come to him even there. But let's leave him aside. Because if I'm just going to concentrate on him and forget myself, then I'm going to put myself into greater destruction. So let it not be. You see, they teach you selfishness. Selfishness. How strange is this word selfishness? That when it comes to our lives, we say, do not be selfish. It's a bad quality to have, and rightfully so. Don't always be thinking about yourself. Yourself, self, self, selfie, self this, self this. No. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were constantly worried about the next. They could be on the verge of taking their last breath. They are totally thirsty. The water comes to them. Let it go to the next. Let it go to the next. And like this, it comes back to that one. Always giving preference to the next. This was Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So, how strange is this word selfish? We have this bad quality. But when it comes, why? Because we want all the benefit, it must come to me. The next, no, they mustn't benefit. I must benefit. I. But when it comes to Akhirah and the real eternal bliss, eternal benefit, there we don't become selfish. There's no concern about being selfish. There it's fine, no. When we get there, we'll see what happens. There it's not when we get there, we'll see what happens. There it's your actions. And as you're moving through this life then, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in verse 68, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And whomsoever we give long life, we reverse him. So ta'mir, long life we give him. So you want, I said to you in the previous, mentioned it to you previously, my honorable grandfather was a Mulana, Mulana Abdurrahman, Allah Azza wa Jal, nawwar Allahu marqadahu, illuminate his resting abode. When they used to ask him at the age past 90, you still so fit, you still, everything is functioning, you still doing for other people, making khidmah of your spouse, looking after her, all of this, doing business at this age, walking, normal, everything. How is it? My honorable father said, he thought that he would say that it is, you must walk a lot, you know, giving some solution, which is dunyawi. He said the answer when this person asked for this advice was, given that you read one juz of Quran every day, one juz of Quran, of the Quran Sharif every day, and number two, that Fajr air, the air of Fajr, you know, that period, Subah Sadiq, that air, go and breathe it in, that is very beneficial for you. So, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ, whoever we give long life to, eventually it's going to come. But those who spread, propagate, practice the Sharia, you'll see they grow old gracefully. And those like Mr. Joe Genocide, what happens to him? Recent meeting with Macron in public, they have said that he had to pass some wind, so he had to go down like that. Allah knows best. Then he and his spouse had to run to the car. They had to run quickly. Was it to change a diaper? We wonder. But, and then they said he's walking like a corpse. Because, you know, when you release or something comes out, then you're not feeling too comfortable. But anyway, this is what happens. And more so now, when your senses are collapsed and it cannot function the way it used to. This is tanqis. Nunakkisu fil khalq, we reverse them in creation. We reverse them in creation. This means that they cannot do what they used to do at the age of 33. Now their senses have become slower. So look how shaitan gives us this. He makes us delay, delay, delay. Procrastination is the devil's workshop. Delay, 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 and say, no, as I get older, then I will change. But the reality is, as you get older, your senses, your health is not there to make those changes. So it starts now. And if you are old, then too, you do not lose hope. Because remember what you used to do when you were young, that you will still be getting the rewards as you got older now. Even though you cannot do what you used to do. That's the benefit of it. And if perhaps you say too, that I didn't do any good, then take lesson from Allama Busayri Rahimullah's life, where the end, he recites those stanzas which we do, Qasidatul Burda. His limbs were paralyzed, but he didn't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So you do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and understand well, Allah is all merciful. Allah is all merciful. And those grey hairs, Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, will have mercy upon you, because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He respects those who are old. But of course, you have to pass away with iman. So make it a point every now and again you recite something. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Make it a point. And this, inshallah. Afala ya'qilun, Allah Azza wa Jal then ends off this verse with asking a question. So do they not have sense? Do they not? You've got these senses. We've developed it for you when you were few months, or before that too, in the womb of the mother. Could you understand, fathom, when you came out, when you spoke to that child, baby? The baby doesn't know anything. You tell the baby, do this, do that. They say, ammi. Ammi. So they can't understand. As you get older, you come back to that stage. While you have these senses, as you are listening over the airwaves, afala ya'qilun, Allah is asking, so do they not have sense?
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.